This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Our German friends arrived for our biannual reunion and spent a couple of days with us before they headed out west to the Black Hills in Yellowstone. One of the two German sons works as a financial officer for a major German pharmaceutical company. He became ill, and we took him to the local clinic where they determined that he had a virus. They prescribed nausea medication, for which he filled the prescription, costing $99. He smiled at the cost of the prescription, saying that he didn't mind paying more than he would have for the medication in Germany. That is because his company produces flu vaccines and exports 75% of production to the U.S. because the U.S. has higher pharmaceutical prices. They export the base vaccine to Pennsylvania, where it is packaged and distributed. His company, and therefore his salary, was being paid because of higher prices for pharmaceuticals in the U.S. The medication worked, and he's feeling much better. He says that they have universal health care coverage in Germany, which they pay a fee for, but the drug costs were lower there than here. He did not think that Trump would put a tariff on flu vaccine. That would at least create a temporary shortage of flu vaccine next year, and the tariff would just get tacked on to the cost, raising U.S. vaccine prices further. Our German friends were very concerned about U.S. tariffs, particularly on EU autos, and we're not convinced that a closer alignment with China in that market could make up for the United States. This German family is from Dresden, which was part of East Germany, formerly under Soviet control. I was surprised at the respect they have for Russians. Their children learn both English and Russian in school. They have come to understand Russia since. Russia has a small economy, not worthy of G7 status, with big negative demographic issues such as a poor education system that broke down with the fall of the Soviet Union, an aging population that maintains a large military that it cannot afford. Our German friends recognize the fatal weakness of the European Union. The flaw that is undermining the economic alliance is the common currency, the euro. The German economy is very strong, while the Italian, Greek, and other member economies are weak, so the euro valuation is essentially an average which is not working well. The euro is much too weak for Germany and much too strong for Italy. This rewards Germany and penalizes other countries, creating an unlevel playing field on which they have not found an adjustment to. The Brits use the pound currency, but with Brexit, the Brits freed themselves from the good parts of the Union, which may have been worth more to them than the bad. Trump has shown no inclination to support the European Union. Anything that makes our competitors weaker makes us stronger, given his line of thinking of America first. The U.S. experimented early with a confederation of states, and it didn't work, opting for a stronger union. The European Union is going to struggle. There's no stronger union to be had there. I asked our German friends what the German people thought of Trump, and was told that they much preferred Obama, but understood Trump's criticism, particularly regarding their financial contribution to NATO. They have been freeloading and have not stepped up to their obligation of spending 2% of GDP on defense. Their spending is just slightly above 1% of GDP, while ours is above 3%. The current plan increases defense spending, but not to 2%. Certainly, Germany has a different strategic defense need than the United States, but they should be the leader of NATO absent the United States, and they are not close. Also remember that much of Europe is uncomfortable with a strong German military, given their history, so there has been some pushback from their neighbors. While Germany needs no nuclear capability, there are many other contributions that Germany could make to NATO forces. Our German friends support this. Our German friends are not happy with Chancellor Merkel, particularly regarding immigration, the refugee problem. They let in a huge influx of refugees from Syria and the Mideast and African countries that they have had some difficulty assimilating. One problem is that they often do not know who they are. Given how the EU works, they come in through a border country, such as Italy, and then there are no internal controls within the EU, so they can migrate into other countries, such as Germany, which has no border controls. Germans share the consternation of not having control of their borders. It is worse for them than for us. Most southern U.S. migration is not Mexican, but transiting Mexico into the United States from Central America as refugees. The potential for refugee creation is much greater than the Mideast and Africa than here, and they have no place to build a wall. If they go back to the old ways of internal border controls, then they defeat some of the purpose of the EU, which was open borders for commerce. Germans are not happy with how this is being handled, and Merkel is politically threatened by it. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at Comstock.com. or call 712-227-1110.